Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's afternoon news. We've been talking about what's going to happen if police officers aren't vaccinated, won't want to get tested, and get kicked off the job. And a lot of, I brought up in the last block, like, how does that all work in terms of getting sent home or not getting paid? Mayor Lightfoot talked a little bit about the pay thing here.
Well, as you might imagine, it's going to take us a little bit of time to make sure that we've got information correct, and we want to make sure that we're reaching out to people who appear not to be in compliance to determine if that's in fact so. So it'll take a little bit of time to sort that out. We want to do belts and suspenders on this and give people the benefit of the doubt. But once we understand that people have not complied with the simple request to say yes or no, or that I'm going to take the testing option, then yes, we will be moving forward and putting people into no pay status.
Two aldermen sent a letter today asking the mayor to extend the deadline. That's Alderman Matt O'Shea and Alderman Marty Quinn, the 13th and the 19th wards, which represent well over 2,000 Chicago police officers. Alderman Chris Taliaferro is the chair of the Public Safety Committee in the City Council. He joins me right now. Alderman, thanks for hopping on the phone with us.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I really appreciate you having me this evening.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a pivotal evening, right, with the deadline tonight. What's your take on this whole situation?
It is, you know, and, you know, I think, as part of my own personal opinion, I think our officers, you know, should be looking out for their well-being and the well-being of their partners. When you do have officers that share close proximity to one another, and that is sharing a vehicle together, as they're working, you have to question whether or not you're looking out for your partner as you should if you're not vaccinated. But not only that, though, I think it's even more important when you when it gets down to it, are you looking out for the well-being of your family as well? When you lose an income because of COVID, or your children lose a father or mother because of COVID, it's a serious matter. And so rather than fighting and fussing about a mandate, I think we need to fight and fuss about saving lives and really taking care of one another.
I think that in many ways, you're right. I think a lot of people would agree with you about what police officers should do about getting vaccinated. We see most of the city is vaccinated. Most of the state, most of the country, we're looking at 80% of adults in the United States are vaccinated. But then there's the reality of the situation. So Alderman Taliaferro, I got to ask you, if officers choose not to get vaccinated and not be tested twice a week, should they lose their jobs?
Well, they're doing so willingly, you know, or they're doing so at the encouragement of their leader. And that's the FOP president. The FOP president will continue to be paid. The union will continue to pay him. The officers will continue to pay him. So he should not, or he should be advocating for those officers to look out for the well-being of their family rather than taking a harsh stance. And I question if that would be his position, if it were coming from someone else other than Mayor Lightfoot, if his chosen leader, which seems to be our former president, if he asked him to do it and say, hey, let's make it mandatory, he'd probably jump on it very quickly. But because this is coming from our mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, I think he's resisting it. But I ask our FOP president to really and seriously consider of the families that he's encouraging these officers to neglect. If there is a loss of pay, and if it does come down to that,
Is there a plan? Is there anything put into place? Are you guys starting to talk about if you're going to lose? I mean, look, he said 50%. I don't think anyone thinks that number is really going to be that high. And we don't see that in other cities with similar mandates, right? You see a handful. Let's say it's 10 or 15%. I think we would agree that's still too many. Is there a plan to deal with that?
You know, and extending the hours of those that have vaccinated and wearing them out and tiring them out is not a good plan either.
No.
And so I think things are going to unfold before us, and we'll have to deal with it as it happens. But right now, we don't know what that number is going to be as of Friday. I'm very hopeful that we do have some sensible, some folks that are using common sense. As Dr. Arwadi has said, there has been no deaths as a result of this vaccine that the city is aware of.
Do you agree with Alderman O'Shea, or could you at least see a reason why Alderman O'Shea and Alderman Quinn want an extension? Like, look, and we talked about this yesterday in the program. You do agree with that?
I do agree. Well, I can see the reason why they've asked for an extension, because ultimately we do want to make sure that our residents are safe. And that they aren't in harm's way either.
Well, then, if you agree with that, have you reached out to Mayor Lightfoot and suggested that maybe she go off the stance a little bit and give us another week, 2 weeks to kind of sort out what happens?
Well, I think the mayor's issued her mandate, you know, and I'm not saying that I signed on to the letter. I'm saying that I understand their position.
Right.
I'm not saying that I support the position.
Okay.
But I understand their position. But Mayor Lightfoot has made her mandate as the leader of the city. And you either follow it or you don't. And understand that, you know, it's just like the rule that police officers and firemen and teachers have to live in a city. It's a hard line rule. If you make that decision to move out of the city and live out of the city, then you have to deal with the consequences of it. This is a hard line mandate that the mayor has set. And if you decide to live outside of that rule, then you have to deal with the consequences of it as well.
If we do see some decrease in the labor force for police officers and we see a continued surge in violence, which could be partly to blame on less police officers, do you put this on Mayor Lightfoot then for not figuring out a compromise situation?
Well, I hope we don't get to that. You know, I hope we have officers and enough officers to continue to patrol the city in a manner that will keep us as safe as possible. So I'm hoping that we don't get in. I won't place the blame on anyone. And I don't think we should be doing is saying, and that's all of us in the media, our FOP president, the city, all of us should be saying, how can we preserve life better? And that's the lives of our officers as well. And the best way to preserve their lives as well as their partners and ours, because they do come into close contact with the public, the best way to preserve that is to do so by having a vaccination.
I wanted to shift gears just really quickly before I let you go. I know that the Inspector General came out with a report that over 130,000 people in our city, through many different tracking systems, that's a little bit of a mess to say the least, have been labeled as gang members or gang affiliated. And there's a push, I believe you support, to find at least allow an appeals process for people that aren't gang affiliated or don't claim to be. That has been held up as far as I can tell. What's the latest on that?
It was held up. It was being reported out today. We were going to be voting on that ordinance today, but it was held up. We will be probably taking a vote on that next month instead. But some of my colleagues wanted to get more information as to the new criminal enterprise information system before, and ask questions regarding that system before they vote on the appeals process. And I do support it. I do support the ability for someone to challenge whether or not they should be on that active gang database, or should I say information system.
Right. I think everyone agrees with a streamlined system. That is certainly important.
Right.
I was kind of shocked to find out how disjointed it was.
Yeah, there were folks, there were people that had passed away. There were people in their elderly age that were still part of that system. So this is a better and a new purged system, and certainly it should be open for challenge as to whether or not a person should or should not be on it. And so I completely support an appellate procedure that's done independently by the police board. So I look forward to bringing that ordinance to vote next month.
Alderman Brookins says he did an interview with Injustice Watch that he's going to run for one of the open countywide seats on the Cook County Circuit Court. Injustice Watch said you were considering, or are you going to run for judge?
I am, but not on the countywide seat in a sub-circuit.
Okay. Alderman Taliaferro, we got a lot covered there. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one. 312-981-7200. Oh, we got a little mess on our hand, folks. What are we to do about it? We'll get to some of those calls and the news after this on WGN.